I just wanted to take a quick sec. Normally, we start the message right after the video there, but I want to take a quick second, and for those of you online, again, welcome you online, those of you in the room. I know we have a lot of new people that have joined us online and a lot of new folks in the room, and so I am blessed that really about twice to three times a year, we're able to have what we call overseers. And the way that our church government is set up, we have local trustees who serve as our local board, and they handle the finances and set my budget that I operate under. But I have spiritual authority over me, and those in our terms, we call those overseers. One of them who you're familiar with is Pastor Jay Coleman. He's in Greenwell Springs, Louisiana, and they come at least once a year, maybe a little hard with this year with all the virus stuff, but they come. And then the other one is Kenny Large, and Kenny's here today, and he's been a friend for almost 20 years now, I guess, stuck through some really hard times for me. I've been able to walk through some really low times with him. We celebrate the wins and then help each other through the tough times. So I want to say thank you to you, Kenny, he prays for me. The way it operates is if there's ever any trouble, if I get out of line, then these two men have the authority to come in and decide what needs to happen, all the way to removing me. And that's an extreme case and an extreme thought, but I truly believe to have authority, you have to be under authority. And we are maybe an independent church, a non-denominational church, but we are not flying solo. I'm not flying solo because I think that's a very dangerous place to be. So if you would, you don't have to stand again, but if you would give a warm Believers Church welcome to Kenny Large.
Amen. Give Jesus some hand clap of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Good to be in Believers Church in Sylvania, Georgia. He said twice, and Jason right before during the break there a minute, he said, you need to have Clint come bring you down when it's deer hunting season. He said, so I told him, I said, I need to come more than twice, like two or three times. He said, yes. Then Clint stood up and prophetically said three times. I looked at Jason, he's prophetic Jason. Amen. Deer season, here I come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. Amen. I bring greetings. I thank those that are here and my friends and some of the new people that I may meet this weekend. And as he said, I pray for you. He's also on my board. So there's things we talk about ministry-wise. And let me just tell you, as an evangelist, as a full-time evangelist, it's a little bit tougher nowadays. I'm not preaching as much, but when opportunity comes, I do go. So I'll be preaching, I think, next in Indiana, the 1st of August. From then, I think I go to Ohio, Texas, Alabama. Where's the Alabama guy? He's out here somewhere. I saw him with his Alabama stuff. They put him out back. Exactly what those dogs do, all right? Put you out back. But God is good. Amen. I bring my greens for my wife. She's back home. She's taking care of her dad and pray for him. He's 91 years old, so on the weekend she's there and taking care of him and stuff as well. And she's got to make some decisions crazy of this world that we live in. The hospital she worked at for 20-plus years closed down. And so she's been without a job since, I can't remember exactly when it was. So all the package stuff will end at the end of this month. Pray for us for wisdom. We will lose our health insurance probably by the end of the month. So, but God is in control. Amen. He knows he's got things worked out. She had a little bit rough day one day and she's kind of just laying down and she looked at me and she said, how can you just not worry? I said, I'm just trusting God. I mean, he's going to be there. She goes, how do you do that? And I said, I just trust God. I couldn't give her the answer she really wanted me to give, you know. But so I got along with God this week and I was mowing a yard. And I was on the rider on my John Deere tractor, and I was mowing, and I always turn, have my phone, and have my little app, and I listened to music, had my earbuds in, and I was cruising around the yard, and all at once a song came on called I See Victory. Y'all know that song, Elevation Church, I think, sings that. And so I text Clint and asked if they'd done that. And he said, you know, we're doing this change. You all been doing sets. And I said, well, you know, and so I want you to look that up. So, but when, after I talked to him, I stopped the mower and gave him a couple texts. And then I went on and I began to pray. And the Holy Spirit spoke a word for me for Believers Church this morning. I think I'm at the wrong church. I said, the Holy Spirit spoke a word for Believers Church this morning. All right? And in these trying times, we go through things. We go through challenges. It's been different than what we've been used to and things that are going on. So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm going to read two verses there. But what I challenge you to do, I challenge you to take your Bible out today and go and read a few verses before that and a few after and see how God puts it all into context. All right, in Jeremiah chapter 17, it says this, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope. Everybody say hope. And confidence. All right, look at the next scripture. They are like trees planted along the riverbank with roots that will reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves shall stay green and they shall never stop producing fruit. Now, this, I believe, goes right along with what Pastor Clint said. During this whole pandemic, this whole virus stuff, I mean, it's difficult for me not to just jump up and give some people hugs and high fives because I'm that kind of person. Now, my wife, she's different like that. She's kind of more reserved, and but I just like to get up in her face, hey, what's up? And so it's hard for me. I've been out, you know, someplace, and Memorial Day weekend, my sister makes masks, and she was laid off or lost her job at that hospital, too, that my wife works at. And so she started making masks. Well, her mother-in-law done memorial flowers, and so we went down there to pick up a mask, and I just went up to I've known her all my life. She's known me all my life, and I just gave her a hug. And after I gave her a hug, she said, you know, you ain't supposed to be doing that. I said, well, you didn't resist. And she said, you're right. But so it's difficult for me. For other people, it may be easy. But I've seen people's lives and fear and things been painted. And I want to come today to say, listen, Believers Church, you have kept producing fruit. Every time you sow an offering, every time you sow a seed, every time you show someone love, every time you meet a need, you have been producing fruit. You've been showing hope. You've been showing confidence. You've been showing that you are doing what the way God intended it to be. And I just love when people do this. So I'm going to talk about a couple things. The first point I want to make is we've got to get our focus back. Amen? We've got to get our focus back. We've got to get our eyes back on God. As many of you all here, and I was thinking as I was typing my notes out, and I thought about the binoculars. When I'm in my tree stand or if I want to see something, we have a nest of eagles on the riverbank probably about a mile away from where we live. And you can see those eagles soaring, and one of my favorite things to do is grab my dogs and go outside and get in my hammock and just lay there and look, and I take my binoculars, and I can watch those eagles soar, and then you watch and see what kind of, and you can see it coming away, and you take those binoculars, and then you begin to tune it in. You begin to focus. God wants us to keep our focus and trust and confidence in Him. The church does it different than the world. Come on. I'm going to stay there a long time if y'all don't amen. I'm going to camp out here. I'll set up the tent. I'll put the campfire out. See, the world sometimes go, they do things and they get frustrated. But see, we've got to keep our hope up. We got to keep our confidence up. We got to keep our trust in Him. And then we got to keep producing fruit and doing what God has called us to do. Sister Tinsley was talking to Mel when I come through, and when I walked through, she said, I can see Kenny's got the pandemic hairdo. He ain't had a haircut in a long time. Then Mel had the best answer. She said, no, that's just Kenny. I don't like getting my hair cut. See, but we got to keep in faith. We got to keep going strong. And here's a quote that I pulled. It said from F.F. Bruce says this, God bestows his blessings without discrimination. The followers of Jesus are children of God. They should manifest the family likeness by doing good to all, even to those who deserve the opposite. Come on, someone else say amen on that. We've got, and sometimes, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve that. I mean, you know what? We got to start showing love, confidence. Our confidence and hope is in him. And so when we think about that, and I thought about this, I thought, see, we've got to start searching for God again. I mean, looking and going after him. Not holding back. Not going and doing it the world's way. I mean, we've got, listen to me, folks. Everything you need is found right here. Every scripture you'll ever need. Any problem you ever go through, any challenge you ever face, anything you're going through, we've got to, you know, we live in a world now in society and high tech and social media, all the things, Twitter, Facebook, all those, and so many people get offended at so many things. It's okay to not like every post. It's okay to not share your opinion on everything. Amen, Brother Kenny. Good preaching. It's okay. You don't have to you don't have to always tell everything you believe on everything. Matter of fact, you ought to do this. If it starts causing controversy when you post something, argument, delete it. Because you're not going to change their mind in some things. But it caused division. I've literally seen people get upset about that and say, we can't do that. We've got to start showing the love, the trust, our confidence in him and get our roots dig down deep where it's, I mean, my wife the other day, since we've been home, we've been doing all kinds of projects. And I text Bob and I said, hey, I'm coming in. And he said, what are you doing? I said, we've been out watering the plants. I said, my wife's bought so many plants, it's crazy. I said, she even put a, she went and bought all these plants. She even went and put a palm tree in Kentucky. I was with her at Lowe's. She said, I'm going to buy the palm tree. I said, palm trees don't. She said, well, they're here in Kentucky, so surely they're going to grow. I said, Lowe's is just trying to get your money. So we planted that, and I said, what happens if that palm tree does do well and it's outside, and then come winter when it's like minus whatever degrees, we have to bring that thing in and our house won't hold it. It'll look like, you know, leaves growing out the windows and the doors and stuff. I don't know. But then Bob said, well, every time Tammy gets a plant, it dies. He said, so just quit throwing your money and spend it on something else. But see, when we are like, have roots and we are grounded and we're deep down in the love of God, no matter what we're faced, we're not moved. You hear me? No matter what we're faced, we're not moved. When things try to blow us over, when the world tries to take things back from us. And listen, I'm gonna tell you, we're not always perfect. Is there anybody here perfect? I ain't perfect in him, but in myself. The scriptures before this talks about don't trust in human ways. Don't trust in the world's ways. Don't trust in the way the world does things, because the world does it differently than what the church should do. Come on. Listen to this. God says to search for him. God says to look for him. How long has it been since you've got along? Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah went out and he began to pray for the country. Jeremiah was a prophet that said, I'm going to pray for you. And he began to weep for the city. How long has it been since you wept for this city? How long has it been since you got before God and said, God, I'm praying for this city, this state, this country, the world, whatever. How long has it been since you just got away? Now, for me, my favorite place to get away, I have kind of a couple places. Mine is getting along in the woods, going in my tree stand, sitting there, not even deer season, and just sitting there and having myself a time. Or getting out and just walking through the woods and just finding all kinds of stuff. But during that, I'm praying and I'm seeking God. And sometimes I wonder, what happens if someone would come through the woods and all at once I'm having myself a fit in the Holy Spirit and just praying and thinking, like, whoa, whoa, look, what's hit Kentucky now? It's okay to hear let people hear you pray. Maybe they need, this is for families, maybe they need to hear you pray for them at home. Real hush, quiet. Well, I can't let people hear me pray. That's between me. I remember when some of the old saints used to get up every morning and go to their place in their prayer closet or their house, and they would pray. My grandmother was like that. And so when we think about this, we think about searching for God, even in the midst of all the doom and gloom, Jeremiah prophesied hope. Even though the midst of doom and gloom and things coming against his city and the area he was at, he still, I'm prophesying hope. Today, I'm giving you hope. Today, I'm praying that you walk in confidence in what you have. See, you can't always find God when you truly, you can always find God when you truly search for him. See, but you can't always find God sometimes when you think, well, I don't know where I'm going, this way, that. You know what? I will say this. There's times when God will find you. And there's times when God will try to find us and we try to run. But you know what? You can run, but you can't hide. He says in Jeremiah here, I want you to have hope. I want you to have peace. I want you to have confidence. I want you to walk in the authority that God has given you. I want you to step out in the throne. See, just be who you are. Quit being who everybody else is. Be who you are. Because there are certain people that God wants you to reach and he wants you to touch and he wants you to minister to. And it's not, you know, I can't do that to that person. But God puts places in front of me. People in front of me as well. Look at this. Turn to Mark chapter 4 real quick. And I'm going to put a scripture here. And I'm just going to put one, but I want you to read the whole story. Here's the disciples. And Jesus goes to the disciples and he says, hey, let's go over to the other side of the lake here. And so Jesus gets in the boat. They get him in the boat. There's a whole bunch of people pushing around. There's so many people there that even some other boats follow their boat to see where he's going. They're trying to look for, they're trying to figure out, man, we've never seen anything like this. We've never seen. Is the world looking at you or your friends and your family looking at you and see you trusting God even in this thing we're faced with? Or do they see fear? Now, I'm being careful. In Kentucky, we have a face mask mandate. And so everywhere you go, you have to have the mask on, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, you know, always shaking someone's hand or something. I mean, I'm okay with that. It's tough for me, as I said before. But, you know, we do that to help other people. Right? But what I don't like is all the fear that's put in people. And what I came for today, Clint told me be careful, there's no steps right here. I'm ready to step down. That we have confidence. We have hope that God will speak a word to us. And I'm going to show you this word. Look at this. Mark 4, 39 says, when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still. And then suddenly, listen, suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. How is it when we, as a Christian, maybe walk into a room, is there a calmness or is there tension? How, see, in his story, the disciples, they go to him and he said, well, let's, and Jesus goes to them first and said, let's go on the other side. Jesus already promised them they're going to go the other side. But they didn't get that. So Jesus goes back and Jesus himself goes to sleep in the boat. The winds start going, the storm starts coming, there's probably lightning, I mean, whatever, and they see it. Jesus is sleeping calmly. Have you ever been sleeping calmly, being calm and doing everything you know that's right, and then someone says something and it gets you stirred up? Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the negativity. I don't want to hear the doubt. I don't want to hear the unbelief. I want to hear faith. I want to hear, let's lift up. Let's do the right thing. And so then he tells, and he goes to them and they say, Jesus, don't you even care that we're going to perish? Don't you even care that this storm's going to take us down? Don't you even care this boat might flip? They're freaking out. And Jesus looks at them and says, you don't have no faith. And he looks out and he says, suddenly he rebuked it. I'll put a couple of notes here. Look what happened. The first thing Jesus did was rebuke the source. The first thing Jesus did was rebuke the source. He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the wind. Listen to me. We've got to rebuke the source. John 10:10 says, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But what Jesus did, he said, I come that you may have life and have it what? Have it what? More abundantly. So see, he said, so the second thing that he did after that, see, he rebuked the source of the problem. And then the second thing he did, he commanded the effects, which were the waves, to quit and to be still. Maybe it's we as a church need to stand up in faith and say, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. Be calm, be still. Be calm, but I will say this, if you're not like we from the beginning when we said your roots are not grounded in, there's a whole other scripture in Mark talks about how when the seed's planted, you've got to be grounded. You got to be rooted in. You got to be able to, see, that's why I don't get tore up so much on things all the time. And I'm standing on, why? Because I'm standing on this word. I've had things come and floor me. I've had things happen in my life that's been tough, that's been challenges, that's been hard, but God's always been there with me. I'm going to ask you this question. What storm are you in the middle of today? What storm are you in the middle of today? And if you're a believer, Jesus has given you the exact same authority he used then that we can use today. But we sometimes think, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to do. Well, find somebody that helps you. And I'm sure there's people, so many people here, Pastor Clint, there's many, Mel, and all the others, there's many that will help you here. See, here's a question. Are you running to God and looking to him and for him, or are you running in fear? Now, I'm not saying don't be wise. Right before all this happened, I was preaching in London, Kentucky. And the Lord gave me, I was going to kind of do something. The Holy Spirit gave me another message on common sense. And I'm thinking like, Lord, what in the world? A message on common sense? And if I, now that after all this things happened and I look back at that Sunday morning, that Sunday night sermon, how it goes, and I text the pastor, and he said, wow, he said, that was prophetic for us, not only just our church, but for the time we live in. But we've got to get back to our spiritual sense. Come on, someone say amen. Our spiritual sense that's inside here and that's running in us. See, and are we running to God? I urge you to use the authority to rebuke the source of the storm and then command the effects to line up with God's plan and the effects that is the purpose for your life. What's God got purpose for your life? Don't worry about the, I mean, if they want you to pray for you, but don't worry about what somebody else is doing. If they're doing it, I wonder if Megan's doing it right. I care for Megan. I want her to do right. But you know what? She needs to do right for herself. Now, as leaders, and Pastor Clint has been on my board, if there's things I do wrong, if he hears something, he needs to check me. And I'm cool with that. But so many times we run in fear. So many times we run and we're in the storm and we're in that battle and we think sometimes, I ask this question. How many of you feel like you've been in that storm for a long time? Come on, don't be shy. A lot of hands. I believe today, right now, you're sensing the Holy Spirit and he's saying, come on, rebuke the source. Rebuke the source. Rebuke the source. The source is the enemy trying to rob, kill, and to steal your joy. Trying to rob, steal your salvation. He's trying to get you in the opposite direction. Jesus, here's the cool part about that story in Mark. Jesus didn't lift a finger. He spoke it with his words. He spoke it with his words. How many of you have kids and you've gave them the look? Jason said, if Jason looked at me, I'm not even his kid, I'd be scared. But you gave him the look. How many sometimes your wife gives you the look? Mr. Alabama's back in the house. I thought he was praising Jesus, but he was like answering the question. And you do that, and sometimes husbands give them that look. God wants us to look to him. That's the author and the finisher of our, he's the author, the beginning, and he says, and the finisher of our faith. He says, look to me, and I'm going to put this last scripture on in Jeremiah chapter 29, and I was going to kind of go through a whole Jeremiah study, and the Lord began to direct me differently when I put this on. And see, so he's weeping, and he's going through, and you can take the whole Jeremiah study and begin to see some things. See, even in most difficult parts of life, even when we don't understand, God will always listen when we call on him. Even though we don't understand. I mean, I remember times when I'm in my bedroom and I'm rocking and I got beside the wall and I was just praying and Lord, I don't understand. Why am I facing with this? Why am I going through this? And every over and over and over and over again, he kept saying, I'm with you. I'm with you. God is with you. He's your trust. He's your confidence. He's your hope. He's your faith. You have faith in him, not in humans, not in other people, in him. Look what Jeremiah 29 says. Look at this. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I mean, we've heard that. If you've been in church very long, you've heard that scripture quoted many, many times. But I'm asking you today, really, where is your hope? Where is your confidence? When you see people that don't have confidence, my youngest son, Christian, he's now a freshman, and He's learning how to do things through high school and basketball and having to work harder. And, man, he texts me or Kathy pretty much every day and says, hey, will you take me to the gym? Will you pick me up from the gym? And, I mean, when I played sports, I did not want to get up at 6:45 to go to the baseball field. But he says, I said, son, what time are you wanting to go? He said, 6:45. I said, 6:45? Christian, there's nobody up at 6:45. He said, I want to be up at 6:45. And he's committed to that. But here's my question to you. Are we committed to the world's ways more, or are we committed to the Bible and God's ways more? And if you keep looking for the world's ways more and the answers in the world, you'll get off track. And you'll be like the disciples. Jesus, where are you? It's storming. It's lightning. It's thunder. We're going to crash. But when you look to Jesus, he says, I know the plans I have for you. I know what I want from you. I know what's going to happen at Believers Church in Sylvania, Georgia. I know you're going to do great things. I know you're going to bless lots of people. I know for you all that don't know, you all send support through large ministry every month. And if without you, I probably would not be here today. God wouldn't have the finances to come. Because you've been a faithful supporter for years, and I appreciate that. But I also don't put my trust in, he's a good friend of mine. But I have confidence in him. I have trust in him that he's going to do right. But you know what? My faith is in him. And when I put my faith in him, here's the way it works. God will put people like him around you to help. That's the way God works. So today, what are you doing? Are you looking to Jesus? Are you acting like the disciples? Like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I have no answer. Look to him. Look to him. As you set in things, as the praise team's coming up, and as we start wandering and we start looking through life, and we go, and God will always listen. And as we call on him, as I said from the beginning, as we get focus. And if you're listening by online, you know, if you're out of focus, get your focus back. I mean, these disciples just heard Jesus preach a message. He was on the riverbank preaching, all kinds of people, and they heard all the message, and they were like, you know, and I don't know if they were saying amen, yeah, preacher, brother, you know, come on, Jesus. I don't know what they were doing. Maybe they were looking at amazement like, man, I don't know what's going on here. But I'm sure Jesus was teaching something. He was teaching faith and telling them what to do, and they never heard. He was maybe giving them a parable, and since they were on the lake, maybe they were talking about fishing, and he's going to say, I'm going to teach you how to fish for men, and they go, fish for men? Man, we're not going to eat men. We want to eat fish, and they're maybe thinking of all these things, and then the disciples heard all that, and from the time they left the riverbank or the lake bank and got on the boat and a storm come, their focus turned the other direction. That's how easy it is. But today, I want you to realize your hope and your confidence should be in him. In him. Look for him. Look for him. Get alone today, sometime this week, along with him. And if you want to, message me on Facebook and say, can I spend some time and tell me what the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Y'all stand with me. Everyone in the house, bow your head and close your eyes. No one looking around. I don't want to embarrass anyone. If you're here listening to live online and you're listening to this sermon, and the Holy Spirit can touch you right where you're at as well. Is there anyone here today says, Kenny, that's exactly what I need to hear today. My hope, my confidence needs to be in him. I've been down a little bit. Or if you don't know him, if that's you, would you lift up your hand? I see lots, lots, lots of hands. Maybe someone says, Kenny, I feel like I'm just in this boat and it's kind of like raging and waves are throwing, winds are blowing at me. If that's you, just lift up your hand. Say, that's me. I'm going to pray with you. Dear Lord, I don't know how everyone feels here, but I do know this today. that you spoke this word to me to give to this wonderful church. And you spoke this word for me to come and bring this message to this wonderful church. Lord, these people have been friends of mine for a long time. And there may be someone that is connecting online and they're seeing this and they're saying, wow, that's exactly what I need. That's the way the Holy Spirit works. Gives us a word on time. So Lord, today I pray those that are out in this congregation today that lifted their hands, and maybe some that maybe didn't, that's going through some battle, some struggle, some storm, and they're, you know, maybe they have fear or whatever the case may be. I pray in the name of Jesus you help them with their confidence and their hope in you. As they are looking to you and they're searching for you, I pray, Lord, that they adjust their spiritual binoculars, Lord, and begin to look at you more clearly. And the word will come alive to them more. And Lord, when the enemy tries to come in to rob, steal, and destroy and kill us, Lord, we'll look at you and say, no, I'm going to have life, and I'm going to have it more abundantly. Lord, I thank you, Lord, right now that you're touching every person that's here that raised their hand, every person that's listening online, and they feel the Holy Spirit nudging their heart. Minister to them. Touch them in Jesus' name. Now, if that's you, everyone in the house, just lift up your hands and begin to give him a little bit of worship. Come on, just give him some worship. And I pray, Lord, right now, just sweep over them right now. Holy Spirit, just sweep over them right now. Holy Spirit, just sweep over them right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. You're a good Father. You're a good Daddy. Lord, let us be, Lord, I see a victory. I see a victory. I see a victory coming your way. I see a victory coming your way. I see a victory coming your way. I thank you for it. I give you praise in Jesus' name. I'm going to turn it back to Pastor Clint. Listen, Believers Church, I love you guys. I pray for you often. You pray for me, amen. God bless you.